just a moment, but it is time now, as promised, for the debut of our new feature here on AM 830, and proud to be joined by Rev Halo Fan from HalosHeaven.com, the Outstanding Angels website. And Rev Halo Fan, welcome once again. I know you're going to be with me in studio next week, but good to have you on for the debut of our new feature here. And this is a little bit different. When you're in studio with me, we're going to sit back and take some phone calls and do like we've done in the past, but this is a little bit different. So I'm just going to kind of step out of the way and let you get started. Rev Halo Fan from HalosHeaven.com with the Sermon on the Mount.
Greetings, Bigsy. Greetings, Angels fans, sports fans. The story on Halo's Heaven is a little different than the story you're getting on the air. And the story is the Angel games are not on the air for people who have Charter cable. And this was reported in the LA Times, and it was reported in the Riverside PE. 25 Angel games are not going to be on Charter cable. Why not? Well, Fox Sports Net charges a premium for these games, but Charter's been paying it all along. Well, Halo's Heaven is the only site that reported our listeners, your listeners, our readers, got on the phone and they talked to these customer service representatives. And what we found out is that Charter's actually in bankruptcy and has been prevented from spending any money. The premium package, there are 25 games, five of them already passed, but there's still 20 more. And it is creating an uproar, and I think that there's a few satellite television providers are going to be getting some service from Angels fans. So that's something I noticed that nobody's talking about that I've heard, but I've been reading a lot about it on the blog. I wanted to share that. If you've got Charter, you've got 20 more games of Angels baseball you're going to miss on the air. Now, the big news that everybody's talking about, of course, is Brandon Wood, or therefore the absence of Brandon Wood. But something's going on here that we need to look at a little deeper. What we need to look at is the fact that every player, when they're on the field, is being scouted and therefore auditioned. Do you think it's any coincidence that Jeff Mathis is catching more, Mike Napoli DHing, Mathis and Napoli in the same lineup? Obviously, it doesn't take too much analysis to know that the Angels are shopping Jeff Mathis. It doesn't take too much analysis to see that Sean Figgins playing every day in a contract year is being auditioned for a trade. The Angels need pitching, and the Angels know that even when John Lackey, Dustin Moseley, Irvin Santana, and Kelvin Escobar come back, they're still going to have a very iffy bullpen. Brian Fuentes is not Francisco Rodriguez. Scott Shields is not a younger Scott Shields. Jose Arredondo is still very young and learning. The pressure is on the bullpen. No matter how many good starters we have, the Angels' bullpen is the key. And the auditions are happening now. Mathis? Sean Figgins? Maybe to the Mets for J.J. Putz? Who knows? And there are other stories on Halo's Heaven that are just getting so much buzz. And one, it was upsetting to everyone. A poster at Halo's Heaven actually suggested that the Angels retire the rally monkey. Now, as a reverend, your Reverend Halo fan, I'm here to give you a sermon on the mound that this team needs the rally monkey, perhaps more than ever. You know that the Angels are second in the American League in stolen bases, don't you? This team runs and comes back from deficits. We're second in the American League in batting average. We're fifth in on-base percentage, thanks to that great April of Bobby Abreu. But somebody suggested that the rally monkey was tired. Now, the guy's poster name, where anybody at Halo's Heaven can create a poster name and report the news and the opinions, His poster name was Lazorco Rules. Do you remember Jack Lazorco? I don't think he would help our bullpen much, but here's a fan of Jack Lazorco, a very minor player in Angels history, suggesting that the Angels retire the rally monkey? Well, he was met with a flood of criticism when his casual dismissal of the power of the rally monkey, which we all believe in, all us Angels fans, and you Yankee fans know you fear the power of the rally monkey. Mock it as you will. Torrey Hunter spoke for every other player in Major League Baseball when he said he was glad to finally have the rally monkey on his side. Now, 81 responses to this time for the rally monkey to retire thread. It created an uproar, and not one person had Lazorco rules back. I even made fun of Jack Lazorco and was scolded by Mr. Lazorco rules, and I had to pull back my criticism. Jack Lazorco served his time in a halo, and he did all right. But Big Z, can you believe anyone, even especially an Angels fan, one with a history of this franchise, would suggest that the only thing that gets those bored, white wine-drinking Newport Beach elite out of their seats and jumping around, that we get rid of it? Pixie, can you believe that?
No, I can't. I cannot.
It is hard for me to preach.
It hurts.
When such a heresy has been spoken. Help me out.
And as much as I'm going to put myself on a limb here, Rev, as much as I love watching the team play and I love the game, I have to say, for me, some of my personal highlights are the rally monkey videos. I think those are outstanding.
Big
I look forward to those.
Big Z, I believe that of all the people you could possibly have on your show, there must be somebody in the front office who could connect you with the genius. and I'm certainly, with all of Artie's wealth, he could lobby the Academy for a special Oscar for the man or woman who is making those amazing rally monkey videos.
Yeah, they're outstanding. I really do. I really look forward to them. I can't wait to see the new ones.
Now, did you sit in the stands in the late 80s and all of the 90s and see any energy or excitement in the seats of the stadium? Not until that monkey came along. So it is definitely not time for the rally monkey to retire. We actually have a team that can hit, we can then score runs. Our biggest problem is the bullpen. I want to bring up something that's pretty interesting. The Angels bullpen coughed up a 5-run lead. Do you know they did this on? I think it was Friday. That was the night that there were many. I know on Saturday many new television sets were purchased because in Orange County because so many televisions had been thrown across the room. Do you know that's only the second time that Mike Socha as a manager has had a team bullpen blow a 5-run lead?
Did not know that.
Well, there you have it. So what we are spoiled. And now we're being confronted with somebody wanting to retire the rally monkey. It just can't happen.
No. Well, it's not going to happen. And I'm glad that you're banging the drum, Rev.
Oh, Big Z, if they retire the rally monkey, do you know this team might go 0-162? We need that rally monkey. And, you know, when you have players, I know in the past that some of the players have arrogantly said, well, I wish they pay as much attention to the players as they do to that monkey. And I believe the quote was by Jared Washburn. But we're not going to lay the blame on a current Mariner. We know that Torrey Hunter is stuck up for the rally monkey, so we know how the players, Angel players and opposing players, feel. And let me tell you, with this poster, Lazorco rules stirred me up, but he stirred everybody up. And I will say, 81 commenters telling him to pipe down proves to me that the Angels... this rally monkey is integral as a mascot to this team. And, you know, I believe in the power of the rally monkey.
Absolutely. Rev Halo fan from HalosHeaven.com. That was a very nice first effort. That was great. I liked it. Very
I'm
nice.
Glad I didn't lose my voice.
The Sermon on the Mound. Very nice. Did you hit on everything? Did we cover everything?
If we must, I do want to say that your report that Brandon Wood is heading back to AAA really got in. It's only been up for 16 hours, and it already has 67 responses of people passionately confused. And
well, it's
I do
not
want
official.
To reiterate that there has to be auditions going on here. There's just, it can't, no matter how emotional we get, you have to understand Mike Socha is a very patient man. He's a patient manager, and he sticks with the plan and observes. He's already made a big switch by putting Napoli and Mathis in the same lineup. Napoli is DH. So that's a huge move for Mike this early in the season. So I think we're on the track of Mike starting to tinker with the machine. But he had to give it a few weeks. He's a patient man. And, you know, all these people rooting against Seattle. Today, when And yesterday when Texas beat Seattle, everybody's like, yeah, yeah, the first place team, here we come. But, you know, I truly believe this is the season that it's going to be Texas giving the Angels a run for their money.
Oh, I agree. Yep.
And I think the Mariners, it's quite an illusion. And, you know, we have a terrible homestand coming up. I mean, this is going to be a challenge. You know, Toronto's hot. They have a better record than the Red Sox. Kansas City has come out of nowhere to have the most amazing pitching. Bannister, Greinke. And then we have games with the Red Sox. So this is going to be an absolute, I mean, these are eight games, and there's a quote by a famous poet, Charles Bukowski: what matters most is how well you walk through the fire. And the Angels are just, the coals have already been scheduled by the schedule maker, but no one knew that Toronto and Kansas City, those coals would be this hot. And then after that, they have next Monday off, and then three with the Red Sox. And if you've been watching any of the Red Sox games, which, if you turn on your TV, it's almost impossible to miss the Red Sox replays, Red Sox highlights. The East Coast bias continues. But let me tell you, Big Z, we can make it through this homestand. This is really going to shape up to be the season.
Very well said. Rev Halo fan from HalosHeaven.com. Check out all of those stories and a whole lot more. HalosHeaven.com. Rev Halo fan is actually going to be with me in studio next Monday afternoon from 3 to 7. Looking forward to that. But Rev,
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the first effort, our weekly effort and weekly feature on this program, the Sermon on the Mound with Rev Halo Fan. We're going to have it for you every Tuesday at 5 o'clock here on AM 830. Great
Thanks,
job.
Bigsy.
Okay, buddy.